Hello and welcome to Stand By with JJ and Francisco. This is this is our romantic. It's romantic episode 50. Yeah, I don't know if number 50.
Actually, hey Brian, why don't you put some romantic music right now? Right now, as we're speaking, let's put some, you know, edit this in.
Yeah.
Put some romantic music because we are getting to Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Is this episode mean it's almost Valentine's Day? I don't know.
Because
we're in the episode
in a couple
ether.
Of days. Yeah. It's going to be Valentine's Day. So get your loved one, man, woman, them, whatever you want, and just listen up.
He's a charmer.
And get a couple of wine or beers or whatever you want to drink.
You got any big plans? You got big Valentine's?
Well, you let me finish doing my romantic stuff.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought you had suggested all the things you could.
We'll
cut
the music for that part.
Let me go back. And if you remember to subscribe to the podcast and follow us and share if you have any questions. Tell us how your Valentine's Day is going or what do you want to do or like what's your favorite date or your destination. Valentine's Day travel, that'd be great. So remember to send us a message, DM us, slide in our DMs. All right, you can cut the music.
Blow a kiss. Oh, there it is.
Now. You can do it in slow motion, too.
Wow, I think that might be the best promo we've ever had for the show.
Yeah. We're getting a promo,
we'll just
baby.
Do a close-up on your face and just a little
slow motion.
Kiss.
Slow motion. Slow motion. So you got a Valentine's Day date? Ready, plan?
It's too soon for me.
Too soon?
Too soon to know if I have a Valentine's.
So that means you don't.
Well, I'm single. You don't have to laugh like that. He almost laughs. He laughs maniacally.
That's
at
pretty harsh.
No, but
I'm single, so basically, it's a tough dating on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
when you're single,
you don't want to. You don't want to.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to actually go. If you're single, you don't want to go on a date on Valentine.
It's a tough
weird.
One.
It's just weird. Be like,
and you can't look good. Like the people with roses are coming up to you. You're like, I don't want to. I don't know if she's worth it yet. I don't make any assumptions about me.
I think that's the worst day to go on a first date. It's Valentine's
that
Day.
That totally would be.
Right?
I bet you there are people that have
that do
story
it.
That we did. That I was lonely and we got together on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but it's. Yeah, I mean, so, but hey, you never know. You might have a, unless you meet somebody, unless it's going to be somebody that from your past that you want to rekindle.
Then
it could
work. If there's a comfort zone, if you've got
somebody in your
past, you're like, are you lonely too? Like, let's.
We can do a Valentine's,
You can be my Valentine.
Yeah.
It gets weird as you get.
But again, so Valentine's Day, like for you, did you ever, is that a thing that's, I mean, you grew up with it or like it's something that, because I grew up in Venezuela and Valentine's Day is never a thing.
Like, I don't think it's ever been a thing. And I don't think it's ever been good, my Valentine, unless I've been in a really long-term relationship. But no, I'm thinking about it now. And I have had a couple of Valentine's Days in past relationships that kind of echoed or foreshadowed that the relationship was going to end.
Oh, wow.
I remember like.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, I remember one relationship I had where she hated Valentine's Day. She's like, I don't want to do Valentine's Day or anything like that.
Why? So why she hate it?
She just doesn't like Valentine's Day or anything like that. And I was like, cool, I don't like Valentine's Day either.
Okay.
And then I went to
her. Was she talking about the movie Valentine's Day?
No, she wasn't talking about the movie Valentine's
Day. I was talking about the movie, not the day.
No, so we were at her. I just came to her place. We were just hanging out. We were just having dinner and stuff.
Oh, but you did still hang out at Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
but we didn't. She didn't want to do a thing. She didn't want to make a big to-do.
Like go out. Yeah.
Yeah. But then she changed her mind because on TV they start getting
of
all the
course.
Valentine's commercials
yeah,
and
yeah.
stuff. And then she was like, well, maybe we should go do something. And I remember being like, okay, are you sure you don't like this stuff?
Was
now.
This the day and of Valentine's?
It was on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we went out. We went into the city with all the other romantic people and all the music and all this kind of stuff.
All the romantic people. All those happy people. What are you, Scrooge?
Well, I don't know if there's a lot of I don't know if it's happiness. I feel like Valentine's Day, if you walk through a city center, you know, someplace, you're feeling a lot of like, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of this has to go well.
Yeah.
I don't really. I don't find it to be a loose atmosphere. It doesn't feel like a winter festival or anything like that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it got marketing and now like you gotta like do it.
Yeah.
Even sometimes you're like, yeah. I think the stress comes a lot, mostly from guys.
Right.
You know, because it's like, oh, I forgot to buy
the
roses, or I gotta buy some. You know, you see like, you know, the funniest thing is during Valentine's, you see like you go like. At 5:00 and 7:20 supermarket, and all you see is just a bunch of dudes line up with some roses and some chocolate, going like, you forgot.
Yes, so that's what happened with us. Was she changes her mind about? She's like, maybe it is Valentine's Day. Maybe we should do something. And so she decides. We decided to go into the city center, but then we couldn't get the.
What's the city center? What do you mean?
Like the middle of the city, you know, where all the action's happening. This is in London.
Okay. Okay.
And then we couldn't get in anywhere. Everywhere was packed. Everything of course. Is busy.
I mean, it's a day off.
And now we've come in, you know, on the I don't remember how the subway or the taxi or whatever. And so then we're walking around, you know, Soho. And the theater district and stuff. We can't get tickets to any of the things. We can't do any of this. And she started to all of a
she
sudden.
She got mad?
She all of a sudden started to ramp up. Like, I fucking hate Valentine's Day. And I was trying to go, I know, but you said you didn't.
You were the one I wanted to go
out. We were home. Yeah. We were home ignoring Valentine's Day. Yeah, yeah, and now here we are. And then, you know, then I'm sure we broke up like a few weeks later. So I've had a few experiences like that where it just doesn't go right. It's never as
so your trauma. You have a trauma.
As sweet and nice as it is when you're a kid and it's Valentine's Day. You have a crush on a girl in your class or something.
Those are the best ones. Give her,
but I never grew up with that as a kid.
Is a good thing.
Yeah, I never grew up with that as a kid either. So I never even had that as a kid. So I was
they
like,
just didn't mention it in school?
No, it's not a thing. Like, it's not. It's definitely more of an American thing. You know, it's like Halloween. Like, Halloween is pretty much American. Like, it's becoming popular because of how America is, but like, other countries do it just to have a party, but it's not like how it's here, like the trick or treating and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, even dressing up and stuff is very important. Because the English, having lived there for a long time, they do fancy dress parties all the time. They get dressed up and stuff like that. Yeah. So it doesn't blow their mind when Halloween rolls around.
Yeah, of course.
And you learn that in separate cultures in Europe. Like, I remember in Holland and stuff, talking about that specific topic. A lot of them were saying that they only learned about Halloween through episodes of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
That was all that they knew.
Yeah.
They see Treehouse of Horrors.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, this is a thing
what
that the
this?
Americans
yes.
do. But they're not really
but
into
it's not
it
a
culturally.
Thing. Yeah. Same thing with Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is so, I mean, I guess in Venezuela, just speaking growing up, it was never a thing. It was never like in school, like, oh, you bring. Also, I went to an all-boys school.
Your so, whole
like,
country of romantic. was,
a little harder at an all-boys.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Wrong with it, but like, you know what I mean, like, hey, you know, so.
All right, everybody, be a secret Valentine.
It had to be secret for sure.
JJ, did you do the thing where you put the thing on the front of your desk and people drop the
oh,
cards
yeah
in, you know, the
I was never popular.
No, I never got the good ones either.
Really?
Was always like
what is this desk thing?
So you used to put like a little envelope on the front of your desk so that people could put the Valentines in there.
What that means, like, somebody picks you.
Well, you can pick everybody if you want, right? You could write Valentine's for everybody in your class and go and put them in all their things.
They'd come with a little box of candy, usually. Those little ones. Yeah.
That's another thing, too, I never experienced. I never went, like, well, just when I moved to the U.S. is when I first started having, like, going, like, co-ed school. So, like, I never grew up with, like, the girl, I know, you know. I mean, like.
So you never had a crush?
No, I did have a crush. Like, my first crush was in Venezuela when I went to, like, remember, I went to a party, like, one of my first parties, you know, I must have been, like, 10 or 11, I don't know. I remember, like, there was this girl, I was like, I went, like, you know, dumb. And, like, I remember one of my friends was like, he's like, oh, you like her? I was like, yeah. And he's like, all right, I'll introduce you to her. And I was like, okay. So then he comes in, and he's like, hey, what's your name? To the girl. I was like. And I was like, you don't know her? And then he's like, I think her name was Danielle. It's like, Danielle, it's Francisco. And then he left. And I'm like,
That's not a favor at all. You know, he's not vouching for anybody.
No, of course, he didn't know anybody.
What a shit move that is. Because you have to know the person intimately so that you trust me and I like this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Here he is.
But I just, but even like, but then obviously, and then I remember like another thing. I remember like I was like looking at the, I think I was, it was like one of those weird crushes when I was like looking at the girl dance and I'm like, and like I remember, I was like, I mean, one of my friends came. And I'm like, I was like, get out of here, man! You're messing up my vibe. Just staring at the girl, like, dude, you know, I was like the. It, I mean, it's like typical, like
maybe she's into creepy guys, yeah, man. Yeah, just let me do my thing.
Get out of here, man! You know, I remember I dreamt. I had a dream. One of the dreams that I remember was a dream. A dream with her. You know, for, I mean, I don't know what. I mean, it was like a, you know, not even even sexual. It was like love.
Is that how you started the conversation?
Yeah. No, that was after the party, you know what I mean? But I remember like, but yeah, so like, so yeah, I had those because we went, we obviously there were other, the girls' schools that we went
to.
But like, but I mean, in terms of like having those classrooms, you know, like, oh, you know, he likes you, you know, you know, I never... Until middle school when I moved to the U.S.
Yeah. I've never. In fact, I just remembered in my high school once. So I was not the most. I was not popular in high school. But
wait. So what are you? Where are you? Because I wasn't. I was like, I wasn't the coolest, but I also wasn't like the nerdy. Like
I wasn't. But I, you know, I was really skinny and awkward and underdeveloped. I was, you know, I was a. You know, I was whatever, a 15-year-old in a 10-year-old's body.
Wait, a 15-year-old on a 10-year-old body?
Don't make it sexual. Don't make it sexual, Francesco.
No, I'm not making it sexual.
No more brain drink for you.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever that is.
We're cutting Francesco off the brain drinks, man.
But so what, you were like lanky, like...
I was lanky and I was awkward.
So you were Brian.
Yeah, it was pretty much.
Yeah.
This is where you have to post a picture of Brian. Yeah. This is where you have to, in the edit, put a picture of you. And then just
let's examine Brian and just why put a he's picture, still a virgin.
And then just put a picture of... And then put JJ's head in your body.
I like yes.
That was it.
I was basically... Yeah, I was awkward and stuff. And like, you know, I lost my... I technically lost my virginity.
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
So let's, in this Valentine's Day episode, we'll find out when JJ lost his virginity.
Yeah, I lost.
Tune in.
I lost my virginity in the last month of like grade 12 of graduating high school.
Senior.
Like just at the end.
So you were
the
a
end
senior.
Of senior year.
So you didn't go to Euphoria High School.
Yeah, I know, right?
Have you seen
that one? What's Euphoria High School?
Oh, you never seen Euphoria, the show? The popular HBO show right now?
I have not. No.
Oh, you got to watch it because it's so funny. You watch it, right?
I've seen enough of it to know it's not.
Yeah, it's like they make this high school like everybody's like fucking like nonstop doing like hardcore drugs, like not even like weed. They're doing like coke and heroin and all
your brain drink, whatever.
Yeah, my brain drink, yeah. But it's like, I mean, and all the, I mean, it's popular, especially for definitely younger kids because they're just showing sex all the time. I mean, and they're showing everybody. They're showing, I mean, it's HBO, so they're showing penises and, you know, boobs.
They make
everything.
High school look like they're at like Magic City or something.
Yeah, I mean, but it's kind of like, I would never, like, I was like, same thing. I mean, I would have never. I mean, I was never doing that in high school at all. I mean, like these people are just like fucking nonstop and doing like hardcore stuff. And I was like, well, I think when I was in junior year, I went to like I made out in a movie theater with a girl. You know, like that was the thing. Watching Godzilla, by the way, Godzilla. I mean, that's when you know when we're just gonna like make out. We're like, we went to go see a movie like in the middle of the week. At 3 p.m. in the mall to go watch Godzilla. Nobody was there.
Yeah.
So, hey, Godzilla. Okay.
So, I feel like I heard the name. Wasn't there another high school type show that was called something like Euphoria? Because I didn't know that this was a new thing. But anyway, so I was going to say, so I wasn't very popular. I did manage to just lose my virginity just under the wire, just at the end.
So, high school?
At high school, yeah.
Was it at a party or something?
I had a girlfriend.
Oh,
so I did one of those. I found a girlfriend. I found a woman who was willing to date me, and first girlfriend kind of thing at the end of grade 12. Like, finally.
At the end of grade? So you were graduated?
Yeah, I was really close to graduating and got a.
What is this, American Pie? You're like, I gotta lose my virginity before I even.
I don't think that's far from the truth.
I felt that.
I think American.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think American Pie reflects the way a lot of.
Really? No,
yeah,
I get it because
I
never connected with that.
Yeah, sure.
I never connected with that idea of like, oh, I gotta lose my virginity before I graduate because.
Yeah, no,
I did it before I graduated.
what's the line?
Like you're very popular, Francisco.
What's the line in Super Bad? He's like, yeah, man, you gotta have sex before you go to high school, before you go to college. You don't want to suck dick at fucking pussy, right? Isn't that what he said?
I don't remember that line.
Wow,
either.
Right. I don't know which. I think you watch another Super Bad.
Yeah.
But no, I can see it. I can see Jonah Hill delivering that line. But not popular in high school, but I remember there was a Valentine's Day that still traumatizes me because they brought in, it would be like the way we have Match and Bumble and the way everybody can just
stand there.
Everybody can just throw away people like on a whim now.
Yes.
Like, oh, I don't like your bathing suit or oh, you know.
But the other person doesn't know. That's the beauty of it.
The other person doesn't know.
Yeah. But I had a joke about that word before. I was like, imagine if like, they would like Tinder would come out with all the people that all the times you've been rejected. It's like, you know, it's like you get your phone. It's like, oh man, I got rejected a million times this year.
Yeah, it'd be all,
like,
yeah.
Like a lot of people would be like, oh man,
there's
you know.
A lot of swiping left.
Yeah.
And if you're awkward in high school, you're aware. You're walking the corridors going, all these girls have swiped left on me. I am in serious swiping territory.
Talking about that before, I mean, you can come back, but like just how hard it is now to like. Because now you're like, in high school, it's just the world of the high school that you had to impress. Now you're impressing the high school and social media.
Yeah, I don't even know if high school kids are, if they have a version of Tinder or Bumble or anything.
No, they don't, but
I'm
talking about like
it,
Snapchat or Instagram, email. And they're like, oh, they post a picture and they never like it. Oh, nobody liked your picture. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's
like,
terrible. Oh. I think, and that goes to this example that traumatized me I mean, I'd like to say I'm over it, but here I am talking about it on a podcast 20 years later.
Yeah.
So they brought in, for Valentine's Day, and this is about 5 days before Valentine's Day, it was kind of like, kids, Valentine's Day is coming. We've got a matchmaker, and they made us fill out a questionnaire form.
So what, a person that was a matchmaker?
They had this, like, it was like, we had to fill out these details, biographical details, like what
your
do you
name,
like,
your birthday,
and what's your favorite show, and all that kind of stuff.
Got it.
And then they went, and then they gave it to these people, and they matched us.
Okay.
So then on Valentine's Day, they would go, kids, the results are bad.
Got it.
And I'm like,
already bad idea, by the way.
Already a
horrible
idea.
Whoever that teacher is, is like, doesn't know how to teach because it's like, you know, somebody's gonna be left out.
So I'm like 16 years old.
This was like when you were like a junior or sophomore.
Yeah, it's like grade. It's grade 11 or 12.
Yeah,
that's a nightmare.
I'm gonna say grade.
Yeah,
11.
That's horrible. They're like in kindergarten. That's when you do that then.
Yeah.
Not when like 16 years old, man.
Yeah.
Horrible decision for that school.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, I hope I had my girlfriend by Valentine's Day in grade 12 in my graduating year. So I think it was the year before that. And I filled out the form, but the match came back and I matched with the most popular girl in school.
Right.
But that's not good.
Why?
That's bad because I just got bullied by the popular guys. Like they fucking, one of them wanted to fight me. You know, it was the one who was her boyfriend and shit.
Like that match
he wanted
meant
to fight
you were
me.
Gonna marry her.
They
or something,
all
you know?
Yeah, it was
by
ridiculed.
Way, we're writing this movie.
And then I
we're
was
writing
like,
this
I was
movie.
Just I was mocked like somebody wrote on the blackboard like Jason Whitehead thinks he's amazing kind of thing because I matched with this girl and I'm I had nothing to do with it. Damn. I just filled
but
out your little
fucking form. But
did
the girl came in like
she was kind of nice to me, but at the same time she was also nobody really consoled me over it. I just felt like I got bullied basically for the rest of February because my match came back and it was a popular
girl. Just
because
you matched somebody
just because I matched with somebody but that's because but it was
so whenever
I
you
mostly remember the boys I mostly remember the popular boys being dicks because
they were jealous they were insecure and they were jealous.
Yeah,
you know,
and it was probably just something stupid like we like the same TV show or something.
Yeah.
But
the beauty about
the Montreal
that,
Canadiens and I like the Montreal Canadiens and nobody else liked that hockey team or something.
Yeah. The beauty
stupid.
About that is like it's just like when you look at it back, you're like, you wish you had like the maturity that you have now. Because if that happens, you'd be like, you're just fucking losers because I didn't match. Fuck you, I'm a fucker, man. Yeah. You know, yeah. And they're like, what? Whoa, JJ's talking back, man.
Well, that's kind of the thing that made turn me into a stand-up comedian is because of all the traumatic events of my high school years and all the awkwardness. That's why we've become comics so that we can finally express ourselves.
Take
control of these little
insecurity
stories
or whatever. But so now when like, so now when have you ever, you went on Tinder and Bumble and all that stuff. So whenever you match, do you like have a, like a trauma? You're like,
No, I think I probably let things go too easily now. I'm probably like, all right. I think
Now you're becoming the
bullies. Now I've got tough skin. I'm like, all right, well, nobody's.
So wait, did you ever hook up with a girl then, the popular girl?
No, the popular girl, no. No, I did not. I just, but I, but it's, but it just. I wanted her to be nicer. Like it wasn't my fault, but it was a lot of bullying. And then there was another instance with the same, it was her and another girl and they were very popular. And I swear to God, I asked them just an open question one time. And it was just like, are you guys going to the dance? I wasn't asking them to the dance, but as soon as I said, it was just a casual.
Wait, who do you ask?
Hold on, I'll explain
wait,
it.
But
I'm
who?
I'm going to explain it to you. The two popular girls, we were at a drama class. It was like a drama class, which was downstairs my high school. Yeah, well, yeah. So it was.
No wonder you got bullied. No, I'm kidding.
So it was downstairs, and
I wish I would have loved taking drama class when I was.
I took one of your brain pills.
No, I wish I would have done it.
I really?
Yeah, I just didn't realize. I mean, I remember that's because of my stupid mentality when I was in high school. Because I remember one time I was looking at it, and I really had how do you say this?
A passion for it? Or
not
an
a passion,
interest
but
in
an
it?
Interest. I was like, I kind of like, that'd be, you know.
Yeah.
But because I was dumb, I'm like, no, that's nerdy or whatever. I didn't do it.
I don't remember it being, I don't think it was an elective in my high school. I think
oh,
drama
you did it.
Was a
oh,
thing.
Oh, that's
I
cool.
Think, but maybe it was an elective. Maybe it was. Maybe my memory just, but anyway, we're on a break at this drama, in drama class. And we weren't in the classroom. I got sent out with these two girls, with the two popular girls, and we were just out in a corridor or whatever, hanging out, and I'm sitting there, and they're mostly talking, and I think I just felt awkward, and I had to get involved in the conversation. So I went, are you guys going to the dance?
Just normal conversation.
And yeah, and then one of them went, oh my God, I don't want to go with you. And they went, and then
that's so high school.
And
man.
I was just being nice. And then they told the popular guys, and then the popular guys were like, what are you doing asking those girls out? They're out of your league, man. And so I was like, holy fuck, I was just trying to be nice. That I feel like that happened a lot in high school, where you're like, I didn't do any of these things, and yet I'm just fucking.
Well, yeah, because that's what all these kids, popular kids do. They take on the people that are like nice, and then they lie and they lean on them. Oh, you did this, you did that. Oh, you're doing that. Yeah. You're like, what are you talking?
I still think of that moment. I still think about how I was just trying to go like, hey, are you guys going to the dance?
Wow.
I wasn't like, will you go to the dance? It wasn't that at all.
That's
and
so funny.
Fucking it destroyed me for another 2 weeks.
So what we
and then
learned,
that fucking Valentine's Day thing happens like a month later. I'm like, I couldn't win. So I just want to say thank you to my high school girlfriend for finding me and helping me lose my virginity just in time.
By the way,
you sent me off into the world with confidence.
By the way, JJ's high school girlfriend was the nurse. She was 54, and she could only fuck him during class. During class time, that's it.
Yeah, she asked me, stop getting beaten up and sent to the nurse's room. She had to make an announcement. Everybody, please stop picking on Jason Whitehead.
That's
he
so
can't
funny.
Handle much more
that's
of this.
That's so funny. That's so funny because like your high school experiences are literally like what you see on TV.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's so.
When something's like just wildly misinterpreted or willfully wildly misinterpreted.
Just this whole situation. I mean, I've seen it on like, Superbad, Napoleon Dynamite, like all these shows. I mean, Freaks and Geeks. You know, every '80s movie. You know, it's like you're like, which is hilarious because like, you know, I grew up watching those things and I never experienced that saw those because, stuff like it never happened. The high school. That's like the American high school thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all over the world. So you never grew up with the bully and all this stuff. I mean, there's different. So like, there's no connection. So I was like, oh, and so every time I would see stuff like that, I'm like, oh, they're making this up. Right. And now I'm like, oh, no, this is exactly how it happened to you.
It's very true. It's very true. But I gotta say, even on Tinder and Bumble and all these dating apps now, that can be really touch and go sometimes, too, if somebody interprets. Because I've had a few messages recently where they're like, I'm not looking for a one-night stand. And I'm like, I'm not looking for a one-night. I'm not looking for a one-night stand either.
Well, they'll say that.
And then they delete you or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck?
So they've
built their own narrative.
Well, yeah.
They've
well, that's
with a, he's this kind of
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yes. Because they see
him,
the picture
like, what
and
the
whatever.
Shit, man.
Yeah. Well, it's like everything now with like, I mean, this is a bigger, another topic, but it's like, with social media, like you post a tweet or you post a picture or a stand up set a bit, and then people are gonna read it however they want to read it, and then it's like, oh, that's not at all what I said. Oh yeah. No, but I mean, again, it's like, and that's what can you do? Because you're it's like if I'm putting a picture of myself and then you get mad because I remind you of another, I mean, that's on you, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
your trauma, or go to a therapist or whatever, because there's no so like. If there's no real, you didn't do this in purpose, and then somebody gets mad at you, then what can you do? You gotta let it go.
So on my dating app, so here's an example, but it's true. Sometimes it's somebody else's interpretation. You're like, everybody should take a deep breath.
But I mean, but
think about how they're interpreting something, and think about how many other ways there are for it to be interpreted.
But also, like,
I go,
if that happens, if there's somebody's reading into something, I mean, to me, I'm like, all right, you're done with me. Like, I'm not even talking to this person anymore because it's like, you're not living in reality.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody doesn't like goes like, if I say hi, how are you, and then like, what do you mean? What do you say hi? How? What do you mean? How are you? What do you think? I'm okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna. So,
so I'll tell you one. Okay, I'll give you an example. Now, listen.
Brian,
listen to
how
the,
are you?
listen to the full example. But this happened to me on a dating app recently. I connected with a girl and a woman. Sorry, I connected with a woman.
Yeah.
And we were getting along great, and everything. And then I sent her a picture of me on my bike, right up on the hills. I was kind of on the bike. I wasn't riding the bike, but I was kind of pushing it and walking like alongside, you know, like riding it like a scooter or whatever. And then I had the Los Angeles skyline in the background. I thought it was just a cool picture, and so I sent it to her. I was like, "Here's my picture." Now she looked at the photo and she noticed it could look at a certain angle like I only had one leg. Because my second leg was obscured.
Okay.
Right? So, and she writes back, wow, you've only got one leg. And I thought, oh, that's funny and clever. Oh, look at her. Like, that's funny. I didn't notice that in the photo. So then I wrote back going, yeah, you should see how I pedal. Because I thought, wouldn't it be funny to see me pedaling with one leg?
Yeah.
And then she wrote back, gross, that is so disgusting. How could you say that? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, you didn't have to make it sexual. I was going, no, I was saying it would be funny if you saw me
pedaling.
But
did you write?
And then she's like, you're trying to tell me that you're riding your bike with your penis on the pedal? Like, that's not
what?
So she thought...
She thought one leg
and the way I ride a bike is with my penis. And I was like, no,
but also,
I was just trying to say that it would be funny to see how I was pedaling. And then I'm trying to dig my way out of the hole and go, there's no way in hell I would make that joke. I'm a professional comedian, not a fucking cheap dickhead. And I'm like, I'm not trying to tell you that I pedal my bike with my cock, although, lady. No, I wasn't trying to do that. And then so we're having this back and forth. It just went downhill so quickly. And then about an hour later, she just deleted me.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's
nuts.
Not fair. So she's somewhere out there right now going, oh, I almost dated this comedian before, but he tried to tell me that he pedals his bike with his penis. And that is not what I fucking said
at all.
Well,
we actually have her. Bring her in.
And she has one leg.
She comes in with one leg.
Dude, oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
What?
Outstanding.
No, but like, that's... I mean, yeah. I mean, again, that's everybody reading into whatever they want to read.
I couldn't believe it.
Quick question before, because we gotta almost wrap it up. But when you said you should see me pedal, did you write dot dot dot?
I don't believe so.
You just write, you see me pedal dot.
Yeah, you should see how I have to pedal. Kind
okay.
of thing, like.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, it does sound a little sexual.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
It's a
stretch to find it.
I mean,
sexual.
It's a stretch. I mean, but
I'll dig it out. I'll have to dig out the message
because I had a joke when you write dot 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 that means sexual innuendo.
It means a little something more.
I had a bit about that. You could be like, hey, you want to come? You want to go see a movie? Dot. Okay, we're just gonna watch a movie. You're gonna if you wanna see a movie, dot.
I will find it out. I mean,
oh, we're gonna watch a movie.
I'd almost look it up now. Oh, look, City Spoon. Space is available for online date. Anyway, they're still hitting me. They still hit me with all these things. I will look into it. See if I dot dot dotted.
But it doesn't. But honestly, just to get so mad about it. I mean, that's kind of. I'd be like, oh, what are you talking about? You know, whatever. It's like, oh, sorry, miscommunication.
Yeah. Which, I mean, obviously not the woman for me.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the woman for me would see that funny either way.
Yes.
They would either see the imagery of me pedaling with one leg, or if they are that fucking
or just follow,
crazy
just,
that
yes,
they
want to
picture
just
me
and
pedaling
and like,
my bike with my penis, then that would work too.
Or yes, and they just joke about it to be like, if you see me pedal, it's like, well, I hope you have a tricycle or something. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
I was so baffled when it came back with, oh, that's fucking disgusting. That's so disgusting. That's so rude. How can you say something like that? And also, initially, I couldn't tell if she was. I'm like, are you joking now?
Yeah.
I had to like solve the riddle. I'm like, oh, she's saying that I'm inferring that I pedal it with my penis.
Yeah.
But I had to find out if she's got a sense of humor.
Well, again, everything
anyway.
That's texting, email, anything that's not, that you cannot hear the tone of anything, it's like you cannot read it, man. And also, again, it has to do with how you're reading it. If you're mad, if you're frustrated and you read something, you can read any text bad. You know, I love you. What do you mean? I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Oh, you know, it's like, whatever, man. It's like, so it's kind of like, that's why I hate whenever, like, if I'm talking to somebody or whatever, I want to really make a point. I want to call me.
Because you're very curt when you text. Yeah. You're very straightforward.
Yeah, yeah.
Because often your texts, because you have to get to know you. To understand, because I used to misinterpret your text sometimes.
Because
you text just straight, you're a straightforward guy.
Yeah.
Which to me, sometimes I think that means the person is angry
which
or
is
being
not.
Blunt.
No.
And I've got now I've learned over time, because I get defensive.
Of course.
Because I reply with sarcasm. Guess. When I think somebody's blunt, then I'm sarcastic. Yeah. And then I had to realize, oh no, you just are. You are just straightforward when you text.
And that's the thing, is that you gotta get to know the person and also don't read anything to it. Like if you see something, like if you see a text that and you're like, why? Is he angry or whatever? Call me.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you mean about this? No, stop, not this whole what do you mean about it? Texting back and forth like now. Hey, what's up? What are you talking about? What do you mean? I don't understand this text. What do you mean? That's it.
Yeah.
But like people don't do that, and then they get into this. It's all the insecurity of people that we all take. Everybody does it, because I've done it. Everybody does it. That you read into something and it's like, am I reading? What do you mean he say hi? What do you mean? It's like, nah, just somebody saying, you know, I always go like, if somebody doesn't like you, let them go. I don't like you. That's it. Like, tell me in person. Yeah. But if the person is saying hi to you, let's comedy club, and some comic didn't say hi to you. He doesn't like me. He doesn't. No, he just probably didn't even notice you were there. He's busy reading his set, or he has something other life stuff.
Yeah,
you
people know, have their own shit.
Or their own shit stuff. It's like we, the ego of human beings, we think we're everybody's world. Is like the realization is like everybody's in their own world, so nobody cares about anything, man. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit. So it's like, relax, man.
Yeah. Fucking relax.
Relax, and that's what we have to say, man. Relax.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Hey, by the way, if you got a date for JJ, just send us
send me your one-legged photos.
Yes. Send us your pictures. I wish you a great Valentine's Day to everybody there. Yeah. Stay safe. Have fun. Again, please share it. The podcast with your loved one on your Valentine's Day. That's the best gift you can give them.
Send us your nightmare Valentine's Day dates.
That'd be great to hear.
Because if there's anybody who should deconstruct the dating world, it's me and Francisco.
Yes.
We're ready to go. We're standing by.
Awesome. So, yes, remember, subscribe. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Tony. Great seeing you, buddy. Bye, aloha.